Oh, news time 7:10. I'm Mike Wilson filling in for Kayla, and joining us right now, as we do have such a busy show, County Commissioner candidate Ron Turpin. Ron, good morning. Happy Friday to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Happy Friday to you, too. Thanks for having me.
So, obviously, this is a big week for you coming into Tuesday, right? So, we've already got early voting happening. You're trying to get votes out, running for county commissioner. We talked about Nelson Peters stepping aside earlier on the program. And I wanted to get your thoughts. Obviously, there's going to be some kind of power vacuum there. So, what do you do to take over? I mean, still big shoes to fill, right?
Oh, no, absolutely it is. But I feel confident that I've got the skill set to do it. With a 30-year business career, managing multi-million and billion-dollar budgets, being able to collaborate and work with others, and really looking at the big challenges we have ahead of us. You know, the jail controversy is still not over. We still have to figure out long-term how to build it, what kind of programs should be in it. We've got a number of issues in economic development. And as we see our taxes continue to skyrocket, how do we restructure government in a more efficient manner to save taxpayers money? Those are all areas that are sweet spots for my background.
Yeah, and it seems like the formula, to me anyway, seems like you've got your head on straight about it too, because it is more than just, you know, you could be dismissive about it and say, well, we just kind of run the money part of it. That's all we do. But really, there is a lot more nuance to that, and it is structuring things the right way, and it is making sure that the right programs are in place, both financially and then also the right programs in the prison itself, and also thinking about different kinds of monies that can be taken from state or federal or whatever if there are different programs in existence within that same building, right? So it's looking for those opportunities.
Oh, 100%. I mean, people don't realize that over 80% today of the county budget is spent on the criminal justice system. So that's the jail, the sheriff, the courts. That's not sustainable. And so think about what we could do with those resources, either back in your pocket or investing in our roads, our internet, things like that, that could make our community even more vibrant. So really partnering with others, and you're absolutely right, look at all the nonprofits we have in our community and all of the philanthropist we have. Let's look at a different way to deal with. When you look at the jail today, more than half the inmates have mental health and addiction issues.
Mm-hmm.
The sheriff's not equipped to deal with those. And we could have a wing in the new jail assigned for that. That still doesn't address how to solve that problem. So let's partner with others and figure out how, not the government, but let's have the private sector come in and help address some of that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there could even be some crossover, because I know that there was also a study that was done looking at homelessness, looking at drug addiction and that kind of thing. So we're about to have a flood of new data in on statistics like that, too, which I think could be very valuable moving sort of forward down the road on a project like this that is going to involve, these aren't people that have stable lives. And so looking at what causes chronic instability and what the level of chronic instability that we have in Allen County is, and then comparing that to what we're doing in order to make the prison meet, right, sort of those needs is again, like one of those things that I think could be a good direction move for sure.
No, absolutely. And I mean, I want to say that, you know, I'm a law and order guy. If you do the crime, you do the time. However, we know there are people that are in there today that, you know, because of addictions, unless we address an underlying piece, it never will be solved. So how do we do that? Because it's just going to keep costing us money, and we have to solve that. So let's partner with others. Let's look around the country and let's find programs that have worked, and let's spend the money once and not 5, 6, 10 times. Because frankly, you and I as taxpayers can't afford it anymore. I don't know about you, but you know, my assessed value in property taxes keeps skyrocketing every year.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't use skyrocket, but here's what I would say. I mean, I came from Illinois anyway, so like if you talk to me about property taxes in Indiana, I'm going to laugh at you because I paid some serious property taxes when I was in Illinois. But what I would say is like they are getting more expensive every year. The other thing I'd say is if you're looking for efficiencies, you know, we already have through the court system, there's already channels. There's Veterans Court. There is a special drug mental health courts. Like those kinds of court systems do exist, and those channels are already there. So taking having a system and then reflecting what those different systems are and then reflecting some of the community organizations that you were talking about seems like it would be a decent move, right?
No, I agree with that. I don't know that I'd ever want to compare us with Illinois, but I agree with you. We're certainly better. However, you know, when we look at where we're going, it's not sustainable. So I agree with you. Let's take what we're doing well. Let's evaluate it. How can we be better? And, you know, really the commissioners help lead that conversation, you know, bringing along law enforcement and the judges and, you know, the different community members that are stakeholders. How do we have those big conversations so that we're not forced by a federal judge to make decisions? We're making them for ourselves.
Yeah, the proactive approach for sure. All right, Ron, real quick, what do you want people to know about you before Tuesday?
So if you want a new way to approach things, a bold way to approach things, and look at reducing taxes, not increasing, I would appreciate your support on or before May 7th. Look at our website, ronforallen.com.
All right. Ron Turpin, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me today, Mike. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. WoWo News Time 716. We got your top
podcasts by Federated Media.